Doing in volume 4 in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and we're up to 1201. This is dated on the 16th day of Elul, Tavshin Dal, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe gives them all different different titles here. It's interesting that a lot of times the Rebbe writes one who occupies himself Betzorchei Tzibur, in the community affairs. Then in this case, I'm not sure, I just caught my eye. Over here the Rebbe has Betzorchei Tzibur Be'emuna. Be'emuna means with faithfully, you know, just the communal work faithfully. And the Rebbe, Chaim Zushi, Yichet Shalom Abrachim. The Rebbe says, I received your letters of the 6th day of Nachamav, the 1st day of Elul, and I wanted to point out a few points about matters that I already have written to you in the past. So the main thing is there should be no mix-up and there should be no disagreements between you and the other people that are working in various different parts of Agudas Chabad, in the Chabad community. Apparently, you know, when you have an activist, you have one activist and the other activist, and he was doing the meditation, the Rebbe is trying to sort out what everybody's responsibilities are, so that one doesn't go to the other one. Number one, it's self-understood that this that I wrote to you about working and to utilize your powers in your 4 cubits, so to speak, my intention was to increase the work in all areas possible without touching somebody else's honor and not to duplicate the work in where one is sufficient. So when Rebbe said, I didn't want to restrict you totally. I was only restricting you, stick to your thing so that you don't either, and you don't cause anybody else's touching somebody else's honor, and also you don't duplicate the work when you don't need the second person. Number two, what does it come out? As far as the Reshet Ola Yosef Yitzchak, those were the group of schools which were run by Chabad in Eretz Yisrael, that the place where do you set up such a school in those cities that there is no regular Lubavitch yeshiva Tamechet Mimim or Achit Mimim or similar, or even in these places, if it's amongst in areas that people do not yet tolerate the full conduct of Tomchet Mimim of the Lubavitch Yeshivas, which means they can't study Chassidus every day, etc. And since it's not called Tomchet Mimim, so then it is not absolutely necessary, and therefore the Rebbe says, over there you should bring in part of that yeshiva, which is Ola Yosef Yitzchak Lubavitch, which was the those were the day schools that was supported by the government. It's called the Ola Yosef Yitzchak.
In Israel?
In Israel, yeah. Rebbe makes a note here. One who looks at the different activities of our Rebbe and about his father, Rebbe Rashab, they're talking about the Friedrich Rebbe and Rebbe Rashab, Rebbe's writing, he will see when you look that at the time that the Rebbe Rashab, in which the educational activities mainly was amongst Hasidim, the previous Rebbe, he made a new path in the area of Chinuch amongst the broader segments of the Jewish people. So basically the Rebbe says, we have another service to do, not only amongst Hasidim to provide educational institutions for the Chabad, but we also need to provide the educational system for the general Jewish community. Number three, fitting with the above, it is proper that you should have a meeting to consult in a fitting way with the leadership of Agudas Chabad, and you should explain to them that you are not going into their territory of yeshivas, teichet mimim, vachet mimim. because you are only working in those places that there is either no yeshiva, like that, or in those areas, those groups where those yeshivas are, other or yeshivas teresamas, they cannot enter there. In other words, they were not acceptable there. So that's the only time you're going to go amongst those groups. In other words, wherever there can be a regular yeshiva, you're not there. You're only going in places where there is not other yeshiva. Point number four. Based upon the above, I'm hoping that on one hand, you can do your community affairs by keeping a direct line with me, the Rebbe says. But on the other hand, it is also going to be coordinated with the work of Agudas Chabad in general, and Yeshivas Temchet Mim, Teres Emes specifically, without each one entering into the other one's territory. On the contrary, you should support one another. Number five, since at present we don't have yet the necessary means for a greater development, so it is fitting to go from light to heavy, from little to a lot. So, and therefore, that if you're going to acquire an institution that would immediately force him to make a collection to pay off debts, etc., etc., at the moment, don't take it now. Now, don't take it now. Especially, there is hope that as time goes on, to acquire them will be more easier than it's now. Number six, fitting with the above, that the institutions, the group of institutions of Olo Yitzchok Lubavitch are not tied to a very specific plan, as a very specific tochnit, as the institutions of Temchet Mimim, Achit Mim Teres Emes. And so, and to them, I guess everything is as long as the Taras HaKodesh, you've taken everything, I guess, because it's not as strict as the plans for the regular yeshiva, so. It should have in your organization, in this reshet, also for students to learn who go to other schools. But if they're going to join several hours in our reshet, in our group of schools, maybe they change from extreme to extreme as far as their fear of heaven, and they'll know about Chassidus. So the Rebbe says that they should make allowances to trying to reach out. Number seven, my general opinion is that if you have the ability to make collection to get proper funding, you should organize it, that it should be in such a way that it should not hurt the collections of the other institutions of Chabad in Eretz Yisrael. Number eight, the fact that you're asking as far as the various different streams in so the Chabad institution get support from the stream which is called in between the streams, which means a non-affiliated, meaning their funding is not from one group of representation, I guess, in the Knesset over there, but they're non-sectarian or without non-party, so that is the best way, the Rebbe says, for now too. You also mentioned in your letter about organizing religious women for saving the children that are coming to Eretz Yisrael, that they organized about half a year ago. So it doesn't say that. So for sure, you know that it's been a while already that I wrote about this to Agudas Chabad, about a plan to organize a branch, which would be Agudas Neshei Chabad, it would be a group of the Chabad women. And it would be fitting that you should discuss with them. Maybe you can combine these two things together, which means Agudas Neshei Chabad together with the religious woman to save the children. Maybe we can make it into one. You should, for sure, you'll show this letter also to Tzir Agudas Chabad. And besides the formal response that they will write to me, I'm asking you to also let me know in a non-official way about everything that is written there in specific, and I thank you ahead of time. Without a doubt, I don't need to remind you or to point out to you that you should participate with all your potential in all the work of Tzir Agudas Chabad. With the blessings of Chasim HaToyv, Shana Toyv, and Mesukam. Okay, so here we see the Rebbe directing the whole, all the work that's going on over there.
Yes.